Museveni says his government has put in place a number of legal measures aimed at protecting women and girls from violence and harmful cultural practices. In a message delivered on his behalf by the Vice President Jessica Lupo during International Women's Day commemoration at Kololo, Museveni says these measures have gone a long way in providing justice to women across the country. He adds that the government has actively fought practices that undermine women's dignity, including female genital mutilation, early marriages, and domestic violence. Beyond legal reforms, Museveni stresses that poverty eradication and wealth creation remain central to improving the lives of women across the country. Museveni describes the annual celebration as a moment to recognize the role women play in national development. Speaking at the same event, the Minister of Gender, Betty Amongi, says Uganda has made notable strides in advancing women's empowerment but must continue addressing persistent inequalities. She praises the resilience of Ugandan women, particularly those in rural communities who support families and sustain livelihoods. Amongi highlights a range of government programs aimed at strengthening women's economic independence, arguing that financial empowerment enables women to challenge discrimination and protect their rights. She adds that economically independent women can challenge discrimination and protect themselves and their children from injustices.